The highest award given by the National Federation of the Blind to one of our own is the Jacobus Tenbroek Award, named for our founder. Created in 1974, this award has been presented 26 times to deserving federationists from 18 states. A review of those who have received this award shows how diverse and strong our organization has become. I believe that Dr. Tenbroek and others who have passed from among us celebrate along with us with joy and pride the growth of our leaders and our federation itself. In 2007, I received the Tenbroek Award, and nothing has ever given me more humility or more pleasure. This year, we have chosen a person from a new state, a person who has been hard at work in the organization for 35 years. Although one of our top leaders, this person has never served on the NFB Board of Directors. She has represented our national president at state meetings of the Federation, and she has represented the Federation internationally as chairperson of the Committee on Women's Issues. Yes, I am talking about you, Barbara Pierce, Come on up here. This is not the first time we have honored an editor of the Braille Monitor. In 1976, the very first Jacobus Tenbroek Award was presented to Perry Sundquist from California, who did in the 1970s edit the Braille Monitor. Although Barbara has retired from some of her activities in the National Federation of the Blind, she continues to contribute a great deal to our movement. She represents the Federation with poise, warmth, energy, dignity, and charm. Her writing and her speeches are familiar to all of us. We know this woman because she has shared herself with us. She has told us stories about her childhood. We know her husband, Bob, the professor from Oberlin College. We have heard about her three grown children, Stephen, Ann, and Margie, and her grandchildren, Miranda and Jack. And she has told us about her former employment as assistant director of the alumni organization at Oberlin College. We have met her often in the Colonel books. Wall-to-wall Thanksgiving was named for her story in it, and it is a great example of her gutsiness and her personality. Barbara gives credit where credit is due, but she is not afraid to report the facts, whatever they are. Many of you have heard of the way Barbara discovered the NFB. She says her husband was away on business while she stayed home with her three small children at the time, and she ran out of talking books, a problem we can all understand. Some of us remember a Federationist named Bill Kapler, who had stopped at Barbara's home and left a stack of recordings, speeches from the National Federation of the Blind. Bill Kapler died recently, but I know that he was very proud that Barbara remembers him in this way. In desperation that week, Barbara brought out these NFB recordings. By the time her husband returned home, he found her so wound up and excited about what she had been reading that she was bursting to tell him about it. Almost immediately, she began a correspondence with Dr. Jernigan and was soon invited to a leadership seminar. It wasn't long before we began to hear quotes from that correspondence in speeches and Monitor articles by Dr. Jernigan. By 1980, Barbara Pierce was appointed chairperson of the NFB Committee on Public Relations. In 1984, she was first elected president of the NFB of Ohio, and she was reelected to that office 11 times, serving a total of 24 years. Barbara was appointed to serve on the NFB Scholarship Committee in the mid-1980s, and I cannot count the number of scholarship winners who remember meaningful discussions with her regarding blindness and their own futures in the Federation and in their professions. Barbara has led Ohio delegations to the Washington Seminar for decades. She seldom missed a demonstration against the National Accreditation Council for Agencies for the Blind. Yes, she was there representing the Braille Monitor, but she was more than a reporter. She was a tone setter, a spokesman, and a leader at every one of those events. Most people here have read the account Barbara Pierce wrote for the Braille Monitor last January as she retired from the editorship of our magazine. She described her growth in the Federation. Always a fair reporter, Barbara cares more than most about the people in most of the stories she writes and edits. We know that from what she says and from what she does as a leader in the Federation. We honor you with love tonight, Barbara. We honor you for your work and for your heart. Not as a Federation employee, although you were an excellent one, but as a colleague and a friend to all of us, to hundreds of us as individuals and the organization as a whole. We have for you a plaque, and I will give it to you to hold it up. The point goes to the bottom. Well, it'd be a good thing to have it right side up. It reads, Jacobus Ten Broeck Award, National Federation of the Blind, presented to Barbara Pierce for your dedication, sacrifice, and commitment on behalf of the blind of this nation. Your contribution is measured not in steps, but in miles, not by individual experiences, but by your impact on the lives of the blind of the nation. Whenever we have asked, you have answered. We call you our colleague with respect. We call you our friend with love. July 8, 2010, and there's a nice who's it at the bottom.
Congratulations.
As I walked to the podium, I was thinking that it was just over 43 years ago that I received a letter from a blind college professor that I'd never heard of before, but it was a generous, loving, encouraging letter to me as a student just graduating from college. It would take another 8 years in the discovery of the National Federation of the Blind before I would recognize that man's name. It was Jacobus Ten Broeck. And as soon as I did become involved with the Federation, it was a love story. And as all love stories go, I discovered that the more I gave, the more I received, so that I have always been in your debt. I have done the best I could for all of us, and I have loved every moment of engagement with this organization. In the early years, I sat in this audience and watched the people whom I most admire receive this award. As the years went by, I found that it was the people whom I knew and loved best who were receiving the award. I cannot tell you what it feels like to be the one who is standing here receiving the award tonight. I have asked my husband to come up with me because part and parcel of my involvement in this organization has been Bob's contribution to it as well. In the early years, he stayed home and babysat so I could go. When I became the president of the Ohio affiliate, he listened, he counseled, he read innumerable letters, and he drove me all over the state of Ohio. But when I became the editor of the Braille Monitor, he became the first proofreader of every word of every issue of this magazine so far. Thank you for joining me in thanking him for his contribution to all of us and to our publication. And I thank all of you, and I pledge to you that I will continue to serve as long as God gives me strength and intelligence to do so. Thank you.